We're going to be doing Japanese music today, and I have two guests. You want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Quinn.
I'm Tanisha.
Yay.
Yay. I would introduce myself, but that takes too much effort. Just kidding, we should just...
Tanisha's feeling lazy today.
I know, and just to make me mad, every time I do something, effort. I always say it takes too much effort. Okay.
Yep. So you had a song you want to play first. Do you want to tell us anything about it?
Yeah, okay. It's by, the artist's name is Kanon Wakashima, and she's amazing. Apparently she does music for the anime Vampire Knight, and I didn't know that till, like, recently. Yeah, she's really good, and there's something I wanted to say about her songs, then I kind of forgot what it was. But, pretty much her song is, like, about this... The song we're going to play is called Still Doll, and it's about this, Quinn... It's about, like, a girl
who's,
like...
It's about an old man who watches a little girl play cello.
No, it's not
painting.
About an old man who watches a little girl.
It genuinely is.
So she's, like, a doll. She's, like, a doll, and she's in a room, and she plays cello all day, and he listens to her and sometimes comes and watches her because she's so beautiful, and... It's about pretty much being, like, a doll, and, yeah. But anyway, Kanon Wakashima is amazing because she plays the cello, and that's the featured instrument in every single one of her pieces. That's what I was going to say about her originally.
It's very soft and classical.
Yeah, and I think it's very amazing because we don't have that many people that feature cello in their music, but she's a cellist, and she
Here, there's some information about her here.
Extremely amazing.
It said that she started cello when she was 3.
Yeah, she's pretty, like, intense.
Wow, where do you even get a cello small enough for a 3-year-old?
I don't know, but
that's awesome.
You should see her. Like, you should see her play. If any of you have time to go watch one of her music videos, it's Kanon Wakashima, spelled with a K, like with Kanon Wakashima. Figure it out. But it pretty much, like, you should just watch her because it's so fascinating. She looks so beautiful playing it. It's amazing.
All right, we're going to go ahead and play this song. This is Kanon Wakashima, Still Doll.
Yeah. Baby. Baby. Baby.
All right, that was a really annoying song.
Quite so.
I didn't listen to it all the way through. but it was in one of the charts for top something or other in Japan. Okay, that was AKB48, Baby, Baby, Baby.
That was such... That was a really funny contrast.
It
starts out all creepy, like, ploppy
baby.
Noise. And then
baby. Baby.
And then it's like, baby, baby, baby. Yeah, really annoying. But
and a bunch of random girls in swimsuits.
Yeah, it was pretty much just girls dancing in swimsuits.
And it really, like...
Mm-hmm. And tossing around
fashion.
Beach balls.
Yeah. like the arms. Just like
staring at like beach blanket bingo type dancing. Have you seen that movie?
The what?
Beach blanket bingo?
No, I haven't.
God, am I like the only person my age that's seen that? Probably. It's got... oh my God, why am I spacing out his name?
That man.
Anyway, it's got this guy in it that... Frankie Avalon. It's got Frankie Avalon in it, and my sister got to sing with him one time, and so before that, we went and saw the movie we rented it and we watched it, and it's a pretty cool movie. And then there's another really awkward one called Something Bug. I don't know. It's got him in it too. It's the same kind of cast. It's basically a bunch of kids doing stuff at the beach. And he had a surf contest with a guy in an ape suit.
Wait, doing stuff at the beach or doing stuff?
Stuff.
At boat.
At the Great. Beach.
Sounds well, sometimes amazing. It's stuff and other times it's stuff. Like having a surfing contest with an ape.
That sounds like that an happened. Interesting movie.
Really, for real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another song, and it is called Wind by Akiboshi.
Yeah, Akiboshi.
Akiboshi?
Yep.
My pronunciation sucks.
I know. He was... Oh, my gosh. No. Wait. Okay. He was... he's this, like, popular Japanese artist who does some theme music for the anime Naruto. And he... he pretty much does pop and folk. And he studied at Liverpool. Or, like, he studied in Liverpool for, like, music there. So that's why he has some of those influences in his music. So... Yeah, and that's apparently what it is.
And, yeah, the lyrics are really beautiful. We just looked up the translation of them. Let's see. What part am I going to read of this? We'll read this part. It says, "You say dreams are dreams. I ain't going to play the fool anymore. You say because I still got my soul. Take your time, baby. The road means slowing down. Reach yourself before you bloom. Reflections of fear make shadows of nothing."
Isn't that awesome?
It's just really
That's
cool.
That's so pretty.
Yep.
And poetic.
This is...
This is a cool line. You are, you still are blind if you see winding road, because there's always a straight way to the point you see.
Gosh, that's Ooh. So cool.
That's pretty
form
deep.
A whole philosophy that is. Around
I know. That. And this song is...
This song is for Drew.
This is for our
it's
favorite...
It's for our lovely Droopin.
No, our aquatic favorite savior aquatic savior.
Yeah. All right, so... Yeah, we're gonna go and play this.
yourself in the end, but you will hate yourself in the end.
And that was our failed attempt at playing a song off an iPod because her iPod sucks.
That it does.
We're going to play a different song. All right, this is called Pride of Lions, and it's by Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, and it's kind of a reggae type song.
Japanese reggae.
In Japanese. It's Japanese reggae. I don't know why I said it in that weird voice, but yeah, here we go. Actually, there's quite a bit of Japanese reggae.
Huh.
Yeah, apparently it's, I mean, not super popular, but like,
it's a bona fide genre instead of just a band every now and then.
Yeah. All right, so.
Sorry.
All right. We're going to play this song. So, yeah.
Okay.
Here's Pride of Lions.
In a sandbar's gonna find a dream. Salmon's going off the rails. Tiny parts are gone to the end. Treating like.
Is the same thing.
Never mind. Okay, nobody can see what you
random
can see.
Random images
so it's
on
confusing.
The screen that are cute.
What should we talk about,
Bryce?
We should talk about dolphins.
Ooh, okay, I have a news story. Because that just seems like a good time for this. Okay. So, we have a Japanese news story. It's not... I don't know if you really... Well, I guess it's news.
It's not hard news. Fun facts.
It's news. Okay. So, Japan set a really weird skiing record on March 29th. They set the world record for the most people skiing in a line while holding onto a rope. And they got 200 people to do this. And the video is really cute because it's like people from of all different age groups. There's like a tiny little girl who's probably 7 and she's trying to ski and everyone's in their wedges trying not to run into each other. And then there's a few people that fall down and just kind of like flap around.
Oh,
and it's really sad.
I'd be that person.
And like, I don't know. I don't know why anyone would even attempt that, but they did. Okay, since that one doesn't want to buffer, but a different one wants to buffer, we're going to play that one first.
Wait, if that wants to buffer, I have, like, a bunch of fun facts about Japan.
Oh, okay, we'll do that.
They're really... Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, how many do you want me to read? Because
read two.
Read two. Oh, okay.
And then we'll move on to more.
Okay, okay. Two fun facts about Japan. I'll just do the first two. So in Japan, raw horse meat is a popular food.
Ew.
Yeah? It's
well,
popular.
I mean...
Sounds... I mean, I
like horse meat. Okay, in Germany...
Really? I've never
people
had horse
in northern
meat.
Germany... Okay, it's not even northern Germany. Where I'm from, eat horse meat. It is, like, the most delicious thing. But imagining it raw is just semi-disgusting.
It's just like cow sushi, only different.
Yeah. Okay. What was I say? Another one... I'm trying to find a fun one, because the second one isn't... I mean, okay. Number two, okay, so nice sometimes the trains to Japan are so crowded, which is, like, obviously a stereotype, but they actually hire railway staff to cram passengers inside.
I was in Japan, and that's actually completely 100% true. I can vouch for that. When I was on my way to Tokyo, we took a train, and we went to get in the train, and we were shoulder to shoulder, couldn't get... any more people in there, and then these guys come out with their white gloves and their uniforms, and they just shove more people in there. And so you're, like, crammed in, but nobody talks. Because it's not polite to talk to strangers or to look at strangers. So people pretend to sleep, and they, like, text, and they listen to music quietly or read their books. And, like, it was just really awkward, and me and my mom really? And my sister could not stop laughing because it was, you know how when people are quiet,
they
you start
probably
laughing?
Like, oh,
yeah, it's just awkward no, silence type
that,
thing.
What was that accent?
Oh, I couldn't really hear myself, so it was my best attempt at, like, Japanese.
It sounded
best
German.
Attempt at Japanese.
No,
sounded
that's
like,
not German. If you want to do my German accent, it's something like this. It's not Japanese.
Well, talking
that
German,
wasn't
sure.
The other one wasn't Japanese either.
No, yeah, it was not. It
it's better than my wannabe Indian accent.
Ooh,
that one sucks.
Oh, yeah, my Indian friends told me that when I've tried to fake a Jamaican accent, I sound Indian, and that made me really sad.
Oh.
But that's okay, because they're still cool. Yeah, so what's this song that we're going to play? Because I don't know. This
the song? The Sakura Kiss one?
Yeah, Sakura. Isn't Sakura mean a...
Sakura is a cherry blossom.
That's a cherry blossom, yeah?
Cherry blossom. So it's called Cherry Blossom Kiss, Sakura Kiss. And it's this disgustingly happy, like, song, of which, like, the main lyrics are Kiss, Kiss, Fall in Love, if that gives you any idea.
Oh,
how, like,
happy. All right.
It's so cute. I like it.
Here
it's
we
so
go
happy.
With some cheesy music.
Well, I like it. I picked the song, so if you don't like it, blame it on me, Tanisha, because I picked it. So.
Yay. All right. Here's cheesy music.
Don't come in.
Okay, that was sickeningly cute. yeah, so I'm supposed to do a Jamaican accent for Drew, and since I usually just fake my Jamaican accents when I'm singing Bob Marley, so here's my sad attempt at singing in a Jamaican accent. All right. Wow, embarrassing.
We're like staring at you.
I know. Tanisha's staring at me creepily.
Right. Creepily, no, intently.
It is creepy. It's creepy too.
Sorry.
It's
when the light does weird thing with
the eyes. Get up, stand up. Stand up, boy. Alright. Yeah, that's all you get, guys. I'm sorry.
I kind of decided she does sound Indian. Also.
I kind of think I do, but I never realized it before. I mean, I knew I wasn't good at faking a Jamaican accent, but I didn't think it sounded Indian.
Apparently, no matter what accent I try, it always sounds German.
It's like, true, though.
Really? That's what everybody says. Like, what is that?
Not really.
That
sounds totally French to me.
Middle Eastern. That was German. What do you mean that's a French accent? That was German. That's German. I'm like, oh,
no.
My God,
it's so French. Totally.
Who else? My I have friends from Costa Rica, and I was talking to them in Spanish, and they told me I sounded British.
And you speak Spanish like a British person, you American, you.
What? It made me sad, but that's okay.
I can't imagine trying to do a British accent and saying something in Spanish. Hola, como estás?
Bandito. Yo tengo hombre. I don't actually know Spanish, so I can't go on with this.
Tanisha necesita hablar español.
I thought my Spanish accent was fairly mejor. Good, but okay, apparently not. Your
Spanish. Hey, talk in Spanish for us, Misha.
What should I say?
Talkity talk talk. Tell me that I look pretty. Tell all the people on the air how absolutely gorgeous I am.
¿Quién es un burro?
did you call it a donkey?
Yeah.
Stupid vaca.
Sí, lo siento, pero... I'm not using my accent right now. Sí, lo siento, pero... yo necesito... I don't know how to say harass. Too. See, my Spanish sucks, and I'm in Spanish 4. I apologize, Mr. Espinoza.
Yeah, we're so sorry, senor.
Wait. Senor. Not senor.
No, senor.
He's busy working it. Never
mind. Oh, look, a bear. See, a star.
What?
Well, we did give him the web show address, so...
We did, we put it on the board.
He may be listening.
He told me to make an announcement in Spanish, and so I tried to make an announcement, but then I kind of ended up going...
You gave...
Me e Quinn Tango...
Do a radio show.
Radio show. Yes. Aura.
That's better than I would have done.
I mean, yeah. Can I write it on the board? And that's what I sounded like.
And then he was all fancy in Spanish and ended
web
up saying yes.
For a Japanese theme radio show.
Well,
yes.
And then he talked to me all awkward. And then he said something back to me in Spanish, but I didn't understand, so I just looked at him and I was like.
And nodded. I'm like,
and then he nodded at me and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, why didn't he just say C?
Wait,
like,
I just found some really cool Japanese phrases. You guys want to hear?
OMG. Sure.
Ohayo gozaimasu. I disgrace all Japanese people.
What does that mean?
I mean, Ohayo means good morning.
I know that, but.
Mm-hmm. And then. Konnichiwa, which means hello, and then konbanwa, which means good evening. Don't ridicule me on my Japanese.
Oh, genki desu ka? How are you?
All right, we're gonna play a sickly, not happy song.
It's quite a depressing death metal song.
Yeah, because we just played a sickly happy song.
Wait, we must balance it out with senseless anger.
Fun fact about I feel like.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, that's your thing, Tanisha.
God-given duty to do this. Okay. Right. So Japan, they celebrate Christmas, but they celebrate it like we celebrate Valentine's Day here.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like that's crazy. Like they give each other like love gifts, whereas
love gifts.
And then another one is, this is really obvious. Everybody knows this, but. In Japan, poorly written English is sold, like, everywhere. It's written everywhere, including on, like, t-shirt and fashion items.
Well,
they
it's
don't
probably
realize
the same in the U.S. Like, all the stupid people with kanji on their t-shirt, like, look at me, I'm Japanese. No.
Yeah. No. Like, I had a shirt, and I thought it said, what was it? I thought it said harmony in Japanese, and I asked my friend, she's like, that doesn't say harmony, and I think it meant, like, it meant something along the lines of harmony, but it didn't mean that
probably
actually.
Meant, like,
yeah, that's like when I wore this really fancy Chinese silk shirt, and I went to elementary school at the time. And then this girl in my class is Chinese, and her mom walks up to me and says, do you realize what your shirt says? I'm like, wait, what? It says things? I thought it was squiggles. And no, and she like goes and tells me all this stuff it means, and it had nothing to do with
squiggles.
Like, peace and love. I was like,
it was probably like death, murder.
I think it was more along the lines of like, the great dragon will rise from the mountain just over and over and
That's
over.
That's cool.
And on that note.
Yeah, but the guy had told me it meant love when I bought it.
And on that All note, right. we're going to play note, The Angry Voices by Anthem, which is a heavy metal band.
Ready to spaz out, Wait. Quinn? Headbang?
And everyone it's should headbang metal. With us.
How can you tell it's in Japanese? It's just garble noise anyway.
I wish we had a live webcam cast. Like, we can like, see us.
So
All
everyone
right,
can
I'm
see
gonna
us
play
banging
bye.
Around
bye.
Like
Because we've been talking.
Bye.
The next song we're going to play is called With Reflection by Kokia Chawa Oto, and this is for Maisie. She requested it.
Oh.
But first, waffles.
What?
Oh, Obama waffles.
Oh.
Eating.
Obama yeah, okay, waffles. So we just had, okay, I am really in the mood for some German waffles with, like, some rice pudding, or maybe some, like, ice cream, some hot, like, warm cherry sauce. I don't know, just, like, all the works. I am in the mood for that right now. And so just to torture myself, I looked up waffles so I could look at beautiful pictures of waffles and picture myself eating them. And then we can't, like, this picture comes up of Obama eating waffles, and we just decided, like, man, like, can't the guy have his peace? Like, can't he just eat waffles in peace? It's like this picture of him, like, shoving them in his mouth and, like, or just, like, taking a big bite, and I'm just...
Poor guy.
I know. I feel so bad for him.
Poor Obama. Oh, and, Riley.
Riley?
There you go. He just IM'd me, like, six times saying, say my name, say my name, say my name,
Riley?
Say my name.
Riley.
No.
Snily Ryder.
That's it. Silly Snyder.
Oh my god, Obama waffles? Is that a brand
Obama
now?
Waffles.
Okay, I just want a picture and it's Obama waffles.
And I'm
Change
not playing...
you can taste.
Riley, I'm not playing that song, so you just get over it. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to play With Reflection unless we have anything else to say. But wait, did you find waffle shoes?
Yeah, there's some waffle Converse. That, like, waffle pattern Converse. And also, so like... Okay, if you saw Obama waffles at the store, wouldn't you just, like, buy them? Or Star Trek waffles?
There's I would.
They have Star Trek waffles?
Just
yeah.
Yes, and they've
Eggos,
got faces
limited
on.
Edition.
Let me see. Let me see.
Limited edition Eggo Star Trek waffles that have...
wait, click. Is it, like, new Star Trek or old? Wait, I gotta tell this. Is it new Star Trek or old Star Trek? Like, original
it's
series?
Star Trek.
I think it's the
I've never seen Star Trek, so I really wouldn't know.
I don't know.
It looks like original series... No, wait. Yeah, because that's Spock. It's original series, but I wonder... I bet these were I wonder if they came back out because of... Yeah, it came out in 2009. Yeah, so they probably came out with them as... No, because that publicity thing wouldn't be...
No, I don't think it'd be quite on top. Maybe.
Anyway, waffles. Oh my.
Anyway, waffles.
You guys yeah. have to look at, if we ever get some time, look at pictures of waffles. There's some like, amazingly like Google delicious looking ones. Waffles. I think square waffles don't look yummy. Like,
I agree. I agree. They should be round.
I don't know about you, but like square just doesn't, I don't think round with like the
it's like my
four
sister,
sections either.
My sister has a serious problem. Well, when she gets here, let's talk to her about this, but she has a problem with square meat. Like, you know when you go to, have you ever gone to Wendy's and gotten a hamburger?
Yeah.
And the meat is square?
Those are so disturbing.
Like, yeah, like the fish I know that brown meat hamburgers are no more natural than a square hamburger,
but
we're so used to it that, like, it just kind of creeps
round
out.
Round is definitely more natural because when you make a hamburger ball, you smush it. It turns like flat and round, whereas square takes like a machine.
Yeah, but a cow does not produce meat in round shapes.
No. No, nothing
does. A cow
doesn't
produce meat in a square shape
either. Maybe a caterpillar.
What?
Nothing.
What about caterpillars?
Nothing. I'm tired. Don't ask.
I don't understand where that went. Unless it was like a
caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Ew, what is that?
That was fun.
Oh, gosh.
Sweet
I think that's...
What? Pulled barbecue brisket
beans?
And sweet potato waffle. Gross.
Oh,
guys, never
goodness.
Put pulled barbecue and brisket on a waffle
no.
or I will
and
back over
and,
barbecue
and
at a waffle.
If you do, don't take
never.
A picture and post it on Google. That's
that
could
don't
be good.
I make
that
it look appetizing.
Like, all right, let's play a song.
Yeah, song time.
Anyway, with Reflection, Koki, Chawa, Oto, and this is for Maisie, and I love you, Maisie.
Yes, you're brilliant.
Me too, Maisie. I love you.
We love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
piss him off.
All right.
Be like, oh,
guys,
by the way,
we're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey. All right, that was DJ Crush with Kamuri, and I think that's a cool song.
It's such a cool song. It's like something you want to
close your eyes. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's cool.
Close your eyes and lay yourself to sleep, too?
Yes, I want you to kiss my eyes and lay me to sleep with that song.
Of course, Quinn. Oh, well.
I'm creeped out. Anyway, we're going to... You guys talk for a second, because I'm trying to send a message real quick.
Talk about talking. Talk about the lack of talking.
Okay, never mind. You want to play a song then? Because I can play a song. I'm going to play a song.
A song.
All right. This is called Dub in the Fog by Mute Beat. Yeah.
Interesting.
People that are listening to the radio, actually, the computer. Yeah.
What?
About a computer?
Yeah. I'm saying hi to the people that are listening to us in an awkward way.
Hello, we love you all!
Yeah.
What are you doing, Diddy? Should I just randomly smelling that microphone?
I wasn't smelling the microphone, actually. I was just taking a deep, like, invigorating breath.
In front of the microphone.
Yep.
Right, what was I gonna say? Hey, do you have any more Japanese facts?
Yeah!
Yay for facts!
Okay. Wait, where was it? Okay.
Okay, more than 70% of Japan consists of mountains, and there are more than 200 volcanoes on Japan, mm-hmm. which is a very, like,
oh, wow.
small island, so an island that small, 200 volcanoes.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And... a nice muskmelon, which is similar to a cantaloupe, may sell for over $300 in Japan.
What is that?
A muskmelon? It's like a melon similar to
is
a cantaloupe.
Is it a Japanese melon or is
yeah.
it a
cantaloupe?
The muskmelon. Only really expensive, yep. I'm guessing.
You guys should all remind me to talk about Durans when we do Brazil Week.
Durans?
Just don't let me forget. No, really, like, they're really, really gross and stinky. Actually, they're really tasty, but they're stinky. Anyway, what just happened?
Our conversational partner has just
oh, Megley. That's all we have to say for ourselves.
Beautiful Riley's
birthday. And you guys are off. 1 second. Okay.
Conversation.
Sorry, yeah. do. Sorry, I was a little slow on the buffering thing. I'm kind of not multitasking well today, and so I'm IMing and trying to get two things to buffer at once, and that resulted in me not having anything buffered. So...
we can always play my emo music.
We could. Can you plug that in and push play?
Oh, sure. Hang on.
Do, 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 do. Let me know when it's plugged.
They definitely got their just desserts on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Riley. Sometimes,
Riley, we love
even
you.
Even though I was really mad about something Riley did, I'm really glad I can turn around and, like, use it on everybody I don't like now.
Mm-hmm. Where is this song? I can't find... Ah, ha, ha, there it is. Yay! For emo music! Yay. Wait, this is a song called The Brilliant Green. No, a song called Ash Like Snow by The Brilliant Green.
Dude, I just started loading that song on my computer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Strange things are happening. Well, we can play it quicker.
Things are happening to me.
Yeah, okay.
Name that movie that song's in.
It's from Toy Story.
Yay, Toy Story! I love Toy Story. Oh my god, did anyone see the third movie?
No, I haven't. I think I might have killed Toy Story.
Isn't it good? It's amazing.
Yeah, I was so sad for like the little doll that like got... Wait.
Little doll?
Which doll? There was a lot of little dolls.
No, like the little like baby doll at like the place at the daycare that got thrown out, like got left behind, and then the fat like old man teddy bear was like making it feel all bad.
Oh yeah,
fat
yeah,
old
yeah.
Men teddy bears.
That was just sad.
Oh, that's so
no,
sad.
He was such a mean teddy bear. Like that guy.
I
had feel
like I know. I'm so. In the second.
What
one?
Happened to him again at the end?
The
I guess
cowboy?
We can't tell it to people who haven't seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, go see the movie.
I
if you
love.
Haven't seen it.
I
saw
love
it at the
Barbie
drive-in, and it was
Ken.
A lot of fun.
That was so funny.
And, yeah, you should also go to the drive-in a lot, because the drive-in's fun.
Oh, support America's drive-ins. There are only six
them.
Left in the nation.
Six, really?
Either six or 60.
I'm
give or take.
It's definitely more than six. Here, I'm going to look it up, and we'll talk about that when we come
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Tune in for more drive-ins.
Do-do-do. All right. And here we go to the iPod. Is the iPod ready?
The iPod is ready.
And
one. Go.
Hakanaku So baby, don't you cry.
And we're back. That's letting you guys know we're on the air, you two, sitting on the couch and typing. Okay, anyway, so that was Oblivion Dust, Never Ending. I think it's a pretty cool song, and it's a really weird music video. It involves a giant baby trying to attack a security guard, I think. I don't know, it was kind of confusing.
Giant baby.
Giant baby.
Giant baby what?
Like a baby, like a human baby.
Oh, okay. That's good. No, we haven't. We need to do that.
Or how about the fire in... Send the links to me, guys, and I'll do it. Okay, anyway. The next song we're going to play is called the... One second. Michael, can you hear me talking? If so, I am me. Anyway, sorry. I'm trying to get my friend on here. Oh, yeah, there's actually, like, a 2-minute delay, so he probably won't hear yet. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna play a song. And it is called Wow. Okay, this song is by the Taj Mahal Travelers, and they're a psychedelic band, and they basically just improvise, and they're kind of a jam band. And so this is just like a 10-minute song, but I'm not gonna play all 10 minutes. Don't worry. So here it goes. Thank you. All right. That is possibly the coolest song that I found during my research. It's really amazing. Yeah, so once again, that's the Taj Mahal Travelers. And that's I don't know if Michael's song. Still listening or not, but this is a shout-out for Michael Milner. He's pretty cool. I met him 3 years ago on Semester at Sea, and he's a cool kid. He was like 7 when I met him, and he got his head shaved and a mohawk, and he was like the most adorable mohawked kid in the entire world. Yeah. I met him on Semester at Sea.
Hmm. Wait, you were at Semester at Sea 3 years ago?
Twice?
Oh, cool. Because my mom's person. A beast. Anyway, so do we have anything we wanted to talk about now that we're on the air?
I don't know.
Because if not, I can play something.
I say we should play things and talk about laser pointers afterwards.
All right. Then we're going to play this song. It's called Zen by Tetsu Inoue.
Tetsu blah blah. What
Tetsu,
is it?
Tetsu no.
I'm going to try this.
It's like Tetsu Inoue.
By Tetsu Inoue. Okay. Alright, here he goes.
Bonsoir. 来客車車かどこへ向かえばいいの迷ってるならどこへ行っても同じじゃない。猫はいない、
Alright, that was The Mad Tea Party by D, and that was a pretty cool song. I'm definitely a fan of the whistle solos. I thought that was amazing. Yeah.
It's cool.
And the pictures. Did you watch the music video, Quinn? You seen? Well, there's, I mean, it's not really a music video, it's like a slideshow, but the pictures are really cool of the band dressed all funky. Alright, we're gonna play a song by Kanishi by the Jellytones, called Kanishi. Here we go. All right. And the next song we're going to play is called Daybreak's Bell by L'Arc-en-Ciel. I don't know. The name almost looks French to me, but Maisie says it's Japanese, so yay. Yeah, so this is another song for Maisie. All right, we are back, and my sister's here, and guess what just happened to her?
Hi.
What just happened, Sage?
And Sage laughed when she's feeling awkward.
Lesher softball won.
Woot, Lesher!
Woo! Again, wait, who are you playing against? Bolts is a weird school. Like, who goes to Bolts? Like,
I had a friend that went to Bolts, and we always made fun of her. Sage, you gotta bend down the mic if you're gonna talk. But yeah, so Sage is my sister, younger sister, not little sister, right, Sage? and she's cool. And they just won their softball game, which is super exciting, and I'm sad that I wasn't there. But I was here making music for you beautiful people. Oh, God, I just sounded like True Jesus. I'm becoming him. anyway, Yeah, we're going to play some more music in a second, but Sage...
But Tanisha has fun facts before you do that. But Tanisha has fun facts,
and I'm going to turn off my mic for 1 second, Tanisha, so go ahead and talk.
No, you're not. I found the fun facts.
Can I share the fun facts? Okay, two fun facts that I thought were awesome, and they happen to be right next to each other. Well, Quinn thought one of them was awesome. I was actually into the second one because it was weird, but... Okay, so the word geisha in Japanese actually means person of the arts.
They're not prostitutes, people.
No, it means person of the arts. And the first geisha were actually men.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah.
Ah, that's so cool.
And yeah, do you want to read the second one? Okay.
Why not? Okay. And in Japan, it was customary for women to blacken their teeth with dye, as white teeth were considered ugly. This practice persisted until the late 1800s.
Isn't that weird? That was like ancient Japan. For like hundreds of years, they blacken their teeth. I think that's pretty gross. Like,
yeah, but then again, Americans think that injecting stuff into their boobs is...
I think it's gross.
Well, I agree, especially when they get to the point where you like run into things, then you're like, you can't feel them, so you're just like...
It's numb.
Anyway, we're going to play a song, and my sister might know it because she took a really awesome class called Popular World Music, right?
Yeah, for like 10 days.
And I took a class called World Music, and it explained the ethnomusicology, which is a cool word. You should all look up what ethnomusicology is. This is J-Hop. I have heavy metal later, though. What'd y'all play?
Yeah, Japanese heavy metal is awesome.
We'll play that in a minute.
That's so cool.
Anyway, I love my sister's in here with her softball uniform going, heavy metal! It's just awkward. Anyway, so here is King Ghidorah, and I have no idea what the name of this is because it is in Japanese. So here we go.
まで、かかるミックステップ。時にはビーツ、時にはライム、集中しはまるよ。 B-boy style 深い秘密入り2感動秘密の暗号技術を完成246抜け山手通り上がって乗りにきつく焼きつく場面 今じゃステージの前のホーム向かって立って掴んだマイクロフォンでイエスイエスショー完全燃焼連戦連勝すでに社会現象絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝てない絶対勝て
東京の空には星がないんだってね。君からの手紙にはそう書いてあったけど、こっちは相変わらずさ、何も変わりない。この時期になると祭りの準備さ。駅前の商店街のささ飾り、君も知ってる景色さ。子供たちははしゃいで走り回る、あの頃と変わらないよ。七夕祭りが近づく夜は、笹を取りに行ったね、覚えてる。君はいつも青色の短冊選んだこと覚えてる。七夕祭りが近づく夜は、たまには立ち止まってみたら、昔短冊に書いた願いを一緒に思い出そうよ。
Hola.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
You don't need to talk that loud. Sage. Sage just lasted your jobs. Hi, Michael. I don't know if you heard our last shout out to you because you might have been offline, but you're a cool dude. We love you. And you had really cool hair 3 years ago.
I love you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. Never met you, but you're my best friend.
But it was cooler 3 years ago when you had a mohawk. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get Maddie to come on, too.
Oh, he says hi to you, Sage.
He says hi to you, too. You should call in.
It's probably
I can't... Oh, maybe I'll tell him about that in a minute on IM. Anyway.
Is he not here?
He might, but it's a two-minute delay, so it's kind of weird. Wait. Oh, go ahead.
Do you want to know something cool about Japan? I have a lot of fun facts.
Go ahead.
Okay, in Tokyo, there have been... Okay, hold on, let me get closer to my... In Tokyo, there have been 24 recorded instances of people getting either killed or receiving serious injuries
to the skull while bowing to each other in the traditional Japanese way.
How many?
24.
That's
so
nice.
24 people fail at it.
That's so sad.
I know. Imagine, like...
That's totally something we would do.
Like, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Not really.
Yeah. All right. That was pretty... I love that. Where are you finding this?
We have a website.
Factsaboutjapan.com/interesting.html.
Yep.
Link it to me, okay?
Okay. Sure. And wait, I have another one.
Go ahead. I need this to load anyway.
Hold on. I lost it. I lost it. Okay.
Lost it?
Oh. Oh.
Oh, that's so sad.
What?
Although whaling is banned by the IWC, Japan still hunts whales under the premise of research. The harvested whale meat ends up in restaurants and supermarkets.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
But, okay. In sumo training, to stable the junior rikishi sumo wrestlers, they have to wash and bathe their senior sumo wrestlers and make sure that their hard-to-reach places are clean.
Ooh.
Part of sumo training. Ooh. You gotta know that stuff, man. You gotta get in those folds and...
Flab.
Okay,
Flab-tastic.
I like...
Enough. All right,
Tanisha here.
Whatever. Anyway, he's actually like 10. Anyway, so, just so you guys know, because I realize that some people might be tuning in. I don't know, maybe. I hope. This is Japanese Music Today, and this show is called World Music Today. And it happens every week, every Thursday, 4 to 7. And I do different music each week, and I have different guests, and they're always fun. Stop shining that light at me.
I like we're playing with laser pointers.
And there are laser pointers in the studio.
Yeah,
and
it was shining and it
glowy
Sage,
lights.
And easy
and
buttons.
Like Sage, I was telling you at Sage's mouth that she looked like she was eating the laser like the entire
time. All right, we're going to play a song called Matsuri no Yomi no Yin.
Manatsu no Yoru. That,
by
that's
Death
great.
Note.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I've heard this song. And if I have, then it's
like
cool.
What song?
You're a loser, Sage.
No, I've heard this song. Oh, exciting.
Yeah, we can look it up.
What?
We have a song we need to look up.
Okay,
now play the song.
Link it to me and I'll play it. Anyway, so this is Death Note. what? We're going to try to take a call. 1 second. Okay, take it off.
Hello?
All right. Michael, can you hear us? Michael?
Your ear?
Michael, can you hear us?
Hello?
Michael Milner. I might have done that wrong.
Call back.
Okay. We are pathetic here, so
I'm gonna continue playing this song until Michael calls back. All right, Michael, you are on the air.
What?
You're on the air. You're on the radio.
Okay.
Millions of people
so say something.
Hear you.
Sorry, Misha,
watch us break our equipment.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what to say.
Talk to us about dolphins.
What do I talk about?
Dolphins. You have to say it into the phone. Too,
okay, dolphins are cool.
Wow.
Yay!
Misha, why'd you get offline?
Deep, tell me more.
She's not offline.
So dorky.
Yes, she is. It says on Facebook.
Well, I'm online
Facebook
Lives. Wait, dude, I'm online, online, but I'm not on... Wait, oh, come on.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Anyway, see, I think it's back, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's...
No, I don't know.
It's not over yet.
Do you remember Japan?
What?
Do you remember any fun things you did in Japan?
A few.
Tell us a cool thing about Japan.
Okay, so I went to Japan, and I was in the first grade, so I don't remember much. So, we went to... Where did we go?
It was Yokohama? No, it was Kobe.
Yeah, we went to Kobe, and then we, just hung around there, and... That's pretty much it. We didn't do much in Japan.
Did you eat any steak?
A steak?
That could have been raw horse meat.
No, it couldn't be.
Yeah, it could be.
I ate scorpions.
That was China.
I ate some in Japan, too.
Okay.
Were they good?
Yes, they taste like french fries.
Like french fries?
Yes.
Like, what part of the scorpion do you eat?
He didn't eat my steak.
I ate all of it.
No, what part? Is it like... What part do they feed you?
The whole thing. It's on a stick.
Gross. Does it have its innards and stuff?
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, they just roast it, and then you eat it. My sister ate a foot.
Stinger?
No, I'm sure they
stinger. Yeah, they're stingers.
No, he ate the stinger.
That is so gross.
He liked
I'm
it.
Sorry.
And then they have snake skin. They have snake skin in China.
Yeah. Did you eat any other weird foods?
I didn't eat any, but there's seahorse bones.
Oh, I saw that.
Huh. Yeah, on Snack Street.
Oh yeah, that place was pretty cool.
That is in.
It was happening.
Is that Chinese?
Did you eat seahorse bones and the snake skin?
No, he only ate the scorpion.
I only ate the scorpion, but
did it have its eyeballs that were they looking at you when
you were
eating it?
I don't know.
It was roasted. Its eyeballs were probably toast. Or little black dots and black holes.
Where are you guys?
We are in a radio station in Fort Collins, Colorado.
And we're talking about eating scorpions.
Hey, I saw your picture. You had to bring home 7 drums.
Yeah.
You saw my picture. Oh, my God.
Yeah, wasn't that insane?
Facebook connects the world.
Yes.
Yeah. They weren't all ours.
They weren't? Oh.
No, don't worry.
Michael wants to know where you...
Five of them were.
Hey, Michael, Tanisha wants to know where you live.
They want to know where I live?
Yeah.
Okay, I live in Evansville, Indiana. You probably never heard of it. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, I live in Evansville, Indiana.
I think we're getting, like, so we'll get a call in from another
Hello?
Country.
What?
Wait, hello?
Hi.
Yeah, we're still here.
You're still here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh.
Just an awkward silence.
Michael, you're awesome. Let's see.
You wanna, I have a good song we can play.
You're going to have to wait, though, because I can't get it uploaded.
How long is this song?
Is it still playing?
Yes. Oh, wait, not anymore.
No.
Oh.
See, Mike. Hey, Michael. No, he is, but Michael, you're,
Hello?
Michael?
Yeah, we're still here.
Hey, Michael.
Wait, oh, I played it back. My bad. Let me go up. I want to go up.
Michael?
Hey?
What?
Michael, just so you know, you're 2 minutes behind on the internet, so what you're saying right now...
Yeah, I know that.
There you go. So the songs aren't
really
playing.
I paused to eat dinner, I think.
Okay, well, have fun eating.
Oh, I'm not done yet. I mean, I paused it to eat.
What? Okay.
No, oh, you paused the radio station. Oh, ho, ho.
Smart one. I did that when I was listening earlier.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I wasn't eating.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Then you can skip all the random stuff that we say and just go to the music.
Yeah, yeah. Just our pointless stuff about lasers and dolphins.
When you say it, when you started again, it like skips forward.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I accidentally did that. No, it doesn't. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Okay.
Music time?
Yeah, I guess. Do you want to play?
Okay.
You have anything else you want to tell us, Michael?
Who else is there? Who else is there?
Tanisha and Quinn. Like, they're my cool friends.
What?
Yeah.
Tell him Tanisha, Quinn. Tanisha, Quinn, me, and Misha.
Wait, who's Tanisha? Is a friend? Is it a friend?
Yeah.
Yes, it is a friend.
It is a friend.
It is a cool girl from Africa, apparently, since her name is Tanisha, right? That tells you everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
She's German.
She's really German, actually.
I'm black.
Who? Me?
No. Tanisha. Do you think Tanisha is black?
Oh my gosh, you guys. No, he was asking if you were asking him a question.
Oh yeah, I was asking you, this is Tanisha. Would you think I'm black based on my name?
What?
Never mind.
Anyway, Tanisha is here. Funny. Quinn is here. They're both cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tanisha's German. Quinn, I don't know where you're from.
Quinn's a dragon.
Colorado.
Quinn's a dragon.
Okay.
I've gained the power of speech somehow.
And, yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know about them. They're cool. They're cool people.
You're being attacked by a microphone right now, Michael. How do you feel about
that? I am.
She's hitting the microphone on the phone because she thinks it's funny.
Hey, mine is not on live. Like, I can't get it to live.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know how to help you.
Yeah, okay.
I just do the stuff on the...
Is Maddie radio. There?
She's not.
No, she's at my church. Like, she has Bible study.
Oh.
Bible study. Don't you think that'd be a fun song?
No.
I'm going to write a song called Bible study.
Going to the Bible study.
Okay, I'm putting on speakers because I can actually, like, type to people.
Bible
okay,
study.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Bible study.
Okay, you're done.
Sorry.
You don't really need to.
How do you guys get the song?
Misha. I am brilliant and I research for hours. I was up till 12:30 last night researching music. I find cool music and then my guest hosts usually bring in some music that they like. Sometimes they don't. Like my first show, Drew didn't bring in anything and I had to do all the research. But he's not listening right now, so I can complain about him. Ha ha, Drew.
Yeah, 12:30 eating caramel corn.
Sage was up till 12:30 eating caramel corn. I was eating raspberries and chocolate chips and popcorn. And I know that's a weird combination, but it was yummy.
Okay, you know what's funny?
What?
My sister gets off school tomorrow.
Get off speaker.
Because it's messing up the reception.
Wait, your sister doesn't have school tomorrow?
No.
Like,
wait, is the song playing
already?
Like, forever?
He's confused.
Like, forever?
What?
Hello?
No, see, she just has a day off.
Well, I think he's gone.
All right. Well, Michael, you're cool. We love you.
I think you're gone.
Thanks for talking to us about scorpions.
I am.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Zira's back.
No, you're not gone.
You scared me. We thought you were gone. You're back.
You aren't gone now. 50? Oh, I thought you said 15. I'm like, all right, time flies like a bird.
We better go and play some more music just because it is, after all, a radio show.
Yes, it's been lovely talking, though.
But it has been lovely talking to you, and we love you, Michael. You're cool.
You're brilliant. I've never met you, but I love you.
I love you the most. Don't listen to me.
I love you more than the most.
That was a good choice, Michael. All right, Sage, hang up the... and give the mic back to her. All right, we're going to play a song now, and this is a metal song. Ooh. By D.I.O., which is Distraught Overload, and it's called God Forsaken.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we should all say it in that voice. God
we
Forsaken.
Need video chat that's so you can voice. See us headbanging.
God Forsaken.
God
Forsaken.
I can't do it now.
Oh, we should do my death metal voice.
God Forsaken. God Forsaken.
All right, we're going to turn on the music now, and here it goes.
God forsaken. It is. Oh, yeah.
Japanese food.
We got Japanese food.
Japanese food.
That's really yummy.
Oh gosh, it is. And bubble tea with bubble saran wrap on the top.
Yeah, and you
with
like
little
stab
people
the
on it.
And there's tapioca, like little tapioca. That was so scary. I was like drinking it, and like it came up the straw, and I was like, "What is that?"
It's part of your lung. You're dying, Tanisha.
I know.
Like, really good. All right, we're gonna play another song called Ecstasy by Cody Kumi.
Ooh. Enjoy. Okay, that was I'm Here by Yuna Ito, which is a song from a Japanese movie that I don't know the name of, because I just found this randomly on YouTube, and the song is about a woman choosing the police force and her work there over her husband slash boyfriend, and this song is husband her breaking up with boyfriend? Him. Husband slash, yes, both of them.
So
the
like they're like a fiery couple?
Fiery couple, yeah, why not?
I mean, that's kind of what I get when you think, when they say husband.
Boyfriend slash husband means fiery, of course.
Yeah, my mind it does. Yeah, is that all you wanted to say about?
Well, the song
sure.
before that.
Just don't trust what I say because some random person on YouTube told me.
The song before that was
Suna no Oshiro by Kana Wakashima again.
Kana Wakashima again,
awesome. Which is a
very
pretty
woman.
Song.
Music
very
video is
gorgeous.
You guys need to talk one at a time.
We're just raving about how awesome it is.
It really
the
is pretty
video
cool.
is amazing, awesome. And it's about something.
It's about a woman trapped in an hourglass, and she's trying to find her way out in the world. And it's not working.
Kana Wakashima has, like, the strangest songs.
Oh, but they're so amazing and brilliant and fun.
An hourglass, you got a woman trapped in a room playing for some old creepy guy, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Yep.
Whole song, weird.
My pickups. Uh-huh.
Anyway, so the next song we're going to play is called Namida, and it is by Zebra Queen. And as soon as I saw this video last night, I was like, oh my god, she's a Japanese Lady Gaga. And then I scrolled down to the comments, first comment, she is not a Japanese Lady Gaga. She is Zebra Queen. And I was like, oh,
you
weird.
Got pwned.
Weird. And it was posted like 3 years ago, too. That's why I was creeped out.
You mm-hmm. got pwned.
Yeah, it was
by
cool,
by a
though.
Time-traveling YouTube flamer.
Pretty much. Hey, while we're on the air, my mom's in here now, and we're going to say... thanks to her because she brought us yummy food. So thank
yes,
you, Mom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mom, you should come say something in the microphone just because it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You all sound great.
You have to go to the microphone.
Station. Yeah, say something.
You all sound great on your radio station. Woo!
Yay!
Yay, Misha's mom!
She's such a mom.
Because
she's, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
She's awesome.
Comes over and compliments us. Such a mom. Anyway, this is Zebra Queen.
Oh,
Hola, we're back. Wait, how do you say hi in Ohio? We're back.
Good morning.
Ohio.
What? Good morning.
Yeah, it's good morning. Konnichiwa. We're back. There you go. Is that right?
Yeah.
One of those two is hello. So we were trying to figure out who, if Zebra Queen is came first or second, and we're not really getting anything on that. Like whether it was Zebra Queen first or it was Lady Gaga first, but one of them definitely copied the other. Isn't that right, Tim?
Oh yeah.
Oh, totally. Sure. You should see the way she dances in the music video. It's so and just like the video itself is so Lady Gaga-esque.
Yeah, and what she's wearing and everything.
Gaga, ooh la la.
I love Lady Gaga. That makes me feel like we should play a Lady Gaga song, even though she's
just
not Japanese.
Because
I feel like maybe Lady Gaga maybe had a Hello Kitty outfit in one of her outfits, which is Japanese.
Okay, well, that's stretching it. We're gonna play another song called "Koi no Mega Lover" by Maximum the Hormone. What? By Maximum the Hormone. I'm not even kidding.
Maximum
that's his name.
The
Maximum
hormone.
The Hormone.
Dude, yeah. I am a hormone.
You're a whore?
I'm a hormone.
Oh, no.
Gross. All right.
Wait, are we still on?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Oh, that's awkward.
Here's the song. Sorry. I told you guys. I'll tell you when I'm off. You gotta watch what you say on the internet.
I didn't know it was still on.
Nobody. How do you make a deck? Can it be real? How do we act? I got it back. Don't even.
And that was Maximum the Hormone. Ooh. I love his name. Okay, we're going to play Unsweet Romance by Zipper. And they are a male cross-dressing band. And I love them because they just make me happy. Look up the picture of them because they're wonderful. And the one of the guys is really, really not a very quality, or really, really low quality cross-dresser. The rest are actually pull it off pretty well. But yeah, this is Unsweet Romance by Zipper. I wish I could. I make a really ugly man. It's true. Bet you do.
I did. I got sworn by fangirls.
That's
at the release of Breaking Dawn, because I dressed up as Edward Cullen, and I was the only Edward Cullen, because, like, obviously no guy goes to the release of Breaking Dawn. And they were all like, "Ah, Edward, can I take my picture with you?" And I was like, sure. And
then you're like, I'm a chick.
Sure. Well, no, they knew I was a chick, but they were just still dazzled.
Enthralled.
Beyond belief.
Okay. Were you sparkling? Did you put on sparkly glitter? You should have.
I don't remember.
I have body glitter.
I did put on man cologne, and I smelled really good.
I love man cologne. Yeah.
They're all just like, Edward, you smell good. I'm like, thanks, girl.
Thanks, creepers.
Oh, girl.
all right, yeah, this is Unsweet Romance by Zipper. What do you...
wonder why should look up like a Japanese Edward.
I'll have you talk.
これといったロマンスもないわ二つ年上の知的なタイプに弱い関連私はいつも気が気じゃないわあなたが今何しているのか把握してないと心が不安がられますあなたの隣が欲しくて試行錯誤してみたけどいつもべったりなのに到底勝てないわ遠い弱さ恋なのに愛感情ステージ午前で血をつけるかね何やんでも一人立ち止まりますに何言われても私はあなたしか見えないのなんてお決まりのセリフ思い浮かべて夢見て邪魔する人には容赦ないわあなたが愛してくれたなら恨まれてもいいわ悲劇のヒロインになれるからあなたの隣が欲しくて謎だ愛感情捨てきれず午前で血をつけるかね悩んでも一人ぼっち気がつけば取り残されてあなたの姿見失って光さえ見えないくら闇だ私はいつも強がって本当の気持ち伝えられず泣いてごまかすことできずにいつかかけてくれると信じた優しい言葉なしか思いきますシャワダマ裏たたらシャワダマたたたらららららら
次第に同じ場所で私をどうか愛してほしい。いつも見てたあの空を汚すことなど許せはしない。この目がこの血がこの世界が示す場所には多分行けない。と夢飾り
Alright, that was Glay, I Am XXX, and it's a really cool music video. It involves vampires and skeleton keys and old furniture. It's cool.
And men in top hats.
Anyway, we're gonna play, maybe not this whole song, but this is our last song, and it's Mono Shinyun.
The song from Mono Shitsuji, which is Kuro Shitsuji Black Butler Season 2.
Obsessive fangirls. Alright, yeah, so thanks for listening. Cheers. This was World Music Today, Japanese Week. And it was a lot of fun. And Sage has something to say.
Oh, okay. You guys should look up since there wasn't enough time.
I found something.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, like, I saw a documentary about underground heavy metal Japanese music, and it was really cool, so you should look it up.
This is so random.
It was interesting because, like, in Japan, people are all, like, quiet, and then they go underground and are all loud and stuff.
Good vocabulary.
What?
They're all loud and stuff. No, Sage, you're pretty cool. So congratulations to the softball team. And do we have anything else to say? I don't think so. All right, you guys, each of you can say goodbye real quick.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye.
It was lovely talking to you.
Oh, cool. Well, if you guys like anime, check out Kuro Shitsuji. It's like the most amazing thing.
Prepared for Crack Extraordinaire, but...
Oh my, like right now we're watching the newest episode, but it's only in Japanese. It's really
watching or listening.
Weird.
Yeah.
Arigato. Arigato.